I won't start with Morrissey is God, even though Morrissey is God. Hello, this is Carol the Cat.
And Mia Miyaklo.
And this is Rogue Podcast number something or other. And tonight, we are taste testing Oreo cookies.
I love Oreos.
So do I. And Oreo has come up with a slew of new flavors. A slew. We went looking for Swedish fish and we couldn't find Swedish fish.
No, and those people at the store heard about it.
Yeah. So, but we found 8 other varieties of Oreos. So what we're going to do is do, we've got a nice little plate here with a clockwork of Oreos. And we're just going to taste test these with our little mug of milk. And let's see how this goes. Shall we begin?
I'm excited. So we're going to start with
the cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream. I love cookies and cream ice cream.
So do I. So,
and it's a cookie already.
Yeah. So I'm assuming they can do pretty good with this. I mean, it's pretty easy to do. So.
And how do you eat your Oreo? Do you dunk first and then bite?
Yeah, I dunk first and bite. So yeah. So
I'm already dunked.
Yeah, we're dunking this in milk. So, and this is 2% milk. It's not Soylent.
It is not Soylent. No.
Okay. So cookies and cream Oreo.
This tastes like a Chips Ahoy or something, to me.
Yeah. This tastes like a...
like a Nabisco...
Yeah.
Sort of half vanilla wafer, half...
Tastes like something... You know those crispy vanilla cookies, the cheap ones? The little bar ones? That's what it tastes like to me.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled about this.
Uh-uh.
This is too sweet and too...
It's not...
Just something.
Something's missing from it.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's tasty, but it is sweet. It is very sweet.
I don't even want to finish one cookie.
I finished this.
Yuck.
I'm going to be playing video games till midnight, I can see right now. That one was sweet.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy that one again. I'm going to be peddling people
I give that one
and
a,
pushing this at work to get people to finish this.
I'd give that one a C.
Pack. Ugh.
Yeah, I knew that one to C.
Like
that's a
D minus for me. I don't like it.
That's the middle of the road. Okay, so we're moving on to cinnamon bun. I'm not thrilled with this one.
Because Carol didn't even want to buy this one.
I don't like cinnamon rolls. I have horrible memories of managing a Cinnabon.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I rolled so many.
I know so little about your resume, Carol.
I rolled so many cinnamon rolls, I can't even... The smell of this cookie is getting
to me.
This
smells like the mall area.
It smells like a Cinnabon. So I'm going to dunk this and hope for the best here. But this is cinnamon bun Oreo.
Now, my first problem with this is that it didn't really get soft and absorb
the
milk.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm not going to finish that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're going for a slight cream cheese feel to the center. So they are going for that Cinnabon experience.
And there's this gristly sugar texture.
There's almost the cream in the middle of this cookie is almost gritty.
Is that in the cream cheese or in the cookie part?
I thought it was in the cream cheese part.
I think it's in the cookie.
Is it? I didn't like that.
Yeah, because there's nothing visible in the cream. But there's flecks of, you know, that hard crystal sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like that at all.
No, I'm not finishing that cookie either.
Ugh. Okay, that one's a D minus in my book.
Woo!
And that's not because I just hate cinnamon rolls. That's just because that one just did not taste good.
Bad mouthfeel.
Bad mouthfeel, yeah. Okay, so we're going to go to the thin. This is the thin chocolate. This is just a standard thin Oreo with chocolate center.
Now, I've had the regular Oreo.
The regular thin?
And I love it.
This is like almost cracker thin.
Yeah, it's like a wafer. Reminds me of communion.
Now, that's a body of Christ that I can get behind.
Oh, wow.
This is mature audiences. I like this.
I like it too.
Yeah, this is a nice dark chocolate. The cream inside is chocolate. This is actually really tasty. This is nice.
I would have a short stack, maybe like 4 of these in the evening with a cup of milk while I do my nails or play video games or something.
Those are tasty, yeah.
It's a good little snack.
Giving that one an A.
I'm going to give it a B.
That is a very good, that's a very tasty Oreo.
Yay, I'm glad we like one.
Yeah, that's astounding. Okay, now we're moving on to key lime.
Oh boy, I don't have high hopes for this.
I don't either, actually. I had high hopes when I saw the package, but then, I don't know, something about it went, this is a cookie. This probably isn't going to be good. So this is supposed to be a graham cracker cookie.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, it smells so limey.
That does smell
like
limey.
Lime jello.
Yeah, the inside is green, very green.
And they took the time to like use a piping bag or something.
No.
I'm sure not every cookie was filled with a
piping bag.
With a piping bag, but it's got
a nice, yeah. It's got a nice, okay,
that rustic
so
look.
Key lime, graham cracker Oreo with key lime filling.
Do you like key lime pie?
I do. I do like key lime pie. It's not my favorite.
I don't even know if I like key lime pie.
It's very limey, and I love lime. So,
I like sour flavors. So let's see.
Mm. Oh, that's an odd.
This has a good mouthfeel.
Yeah.
And it has a good beginning. Because I can taste, like,
can taste the
graham cracker.
And
then it hits you with this candy-ish
candy lime. I don't think the milk is helping this one, actually. Okay, not dunking it in milk's not helping it either. Ooh.
This is perplexing because
I wanna
it's such
like
a
this.
Drastic difference between the forefront taste and then
the back taste. The back taste and the aftertaste in this is like when you first bite into it, it's very good. But then that very artificial lime taste that sits in your mouth is not pleasant.
Yeah. This is the cookie that you want to twist apart and just have the cookie wafer.
Yeah. I mean, the actual graham cracker cookie
is delicious.
Is very good. But I don't know what kind of artificial lime flavoring they put in that cream, but
I'm not a fan of artificial flavoring in food anyway.
But that's just horrible.
It's particularly pronounced.
Okay, well, I'm going to give that one a D plus because the graham cracker is actually good. You can just scrape the lime goo out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give it a C because I do like half of it.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're on to birthday cake. Now, I have to say, I love birthday cake ice cream.
I do not like birthday cake ice cream at all.
I do.
I don't like birthday cake. I don't like birthday cake ice cream.
So this one's going to be your cinnamon bun.
Yeah.
I do like birthday cake ice
cream. And at the store, you had the option to buy this with the chocolate wafer or the vanilla wafer.
We got the vanilla. That was my choice because I prefer vanilla cake to chocolate cake. I'm weird.
Okay, I've dunked this, so hopefully that'll improve. Mm-mm. Nope.
Oh my god, that is sweet.
I don't like that.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, there's sprinkles in
the
cream.
Oh, this is horrendous. My stomach is going to be in...
I like the cookie part. Again, it's the cream that's letting you down here, because that cream is so sweet.
Let me just taste the cookie wafer.
My throat's seizing up, because they're so excuse me here.
And we are showing our age here.
Yeah, oh my
no,
god.
No, I don't even like the cookie. This is an F.
I'm giving this one a D.
Oh.
The cookie's not bad, but that cream... I think I'm in diabetic shock here.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Ooh, wow. Oreo, you're failing us here.
I'm going to take a swig of some cocktail.
Yeah, we've got a stormy, a dark and stormy on the side here, so we're going to, let's rum it up a little bit.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
I think the answer to why is the rum gone?
Because they brought birthday cake Oreos to the party. Oh my god.
Yeah, okay. That was terrible.
That was so sweet. This is lemon. I'm thinking this is probably I'm gonna have the same problem with this that I had with the key lime.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, because lemon, lime, the citrus fruit. I'm sure they went with an artificial candy type of lemon.
Smells good.
Now, hopefully, it's more like a lemon head.
Yeah, I like it's not sour. A sour lemon rather than a sweet lemon.
We'll see. It's got a vanilla wafer cookie.
Yeah, it's not a graham cracker crust here. It's just a standard vanilla.
This is better.
This is much better.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Aftertaste.
Oh.
Oh.
Dang. Yeah, okay. So, same problem. The forefront taste is yummy. I was about to take another bite before that.
Yeah.
Artificial aftertaste. I took it out of my mouth there because that artificial lemon hit my tongue and was like, oh no.
Listeners, if you have ever sprayed ant spray or something in your house, and you know the smell is strong, so you hold your breath a little bit, but you can still taste it in the air. That is what I'm tasting right
That's
now.
The, yeah. Okay, so, oh God, there's another D.
This is an F.
So far the only one that's really hit the mark here is the thin.
The thin chocolate.
The thin chocolate.
And upcoming here is the thin.
Thin mint, which I'm not a fan of mint. So I don't have high hopes for this one for me.
I'm going to have another cocktail because that just.
Oh man, that lemon. Do they make a natural Oreo with natural flavors? Well, Newman's own it, but they don't have the happy flavors.
Oh, I'm salivating. Like,
Man, okay. That was... And what's sad was you put it in your mouth and it's like, hey, this is yummy. And bleh. No,
we
it isn't.
We were bamboozled.
We were bamboozled. Oh.
I do like a mint. I like fresh mint. I like candy mint. I like mint cookies.
I am not a fan of mint.
I think this is going to be good for me.
This is probably going to be like a thin mint Girl Scout cookie.
Mm. Well, you're right. It is like a thin mint Girl Scout cookie, but I like it.
This
thin
is
mint
very...
is my favorite Girl Scout cookie. So.
If you like thin mint Girl Scout cookies, you'll like this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give this one a B because I know if you like thin mints, you'll like this one. It's not my type of cookie because, ooh, okay. Now I'm getting a really heavy mint aftertaste.
I'm still loving it. I give this an A. Mm.
It's a heavier mint aftertaste than a thin mint Girl Scout cookie.
I immediately want to take one cookie wafer off of the chocolate and one cookie wafer off of the mint and combine one
chocolate mint. Yeah, I think... To me, it needs to cut the mint just a tiny bit, but I'm not a mint person, so that one's still, it's sad that I'm grading the mint that I can't stand higher than key lime and birthday cake and lemon. Okay, so the last one of the night is Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, and I'm going to actually take this apart. Okay,
you can
so it's
see
like, yeah.
There's a divide. Half and half. It's split right down the middle.
Yeah, the cream is half peanut butter, half chocolate.
So I'm going to get a bite that's...
That's right in the
halfway,
middle.
Halfway, yeah.
Yeah. And the cookie is actual chocolate. So
I love Reese's peanut butter cups.
So do I. Yes, I do. You can't go wrong with peanut butter and chocolate.
That's true.
So I have high hopes for this one. Don't hurt me, Oreo. Please. I like this one. It's a little too sweet.
I'm going to give it a B minus. It's very heavy.
I think this could have cut back a little bit on the cream filling.
This is really thick. This almost, like, to me, it looks...
It almost looks like a double stuff.
Sort of like a double stuff.
But not quite a double stuff. This is much better than the other ones we've had, though, with the exception of the thins. This is probably the best flavored Oreo we've had. And I think the cat's into the rum. Okay, so I'm gonna give that one a B+.
Yeah, I give it a B. I did finish that cookie.
Mm-hmm. Which is something. There's like a plate here with little remnants of cookies for both of us. Because we couldn't even finish half of them.
Oh. And we're toying with the idea of doing a part two to this once we find
Swedish.
The Swedish fish. And maybe possibly the pumpkin spice and the candy corn. We'll see how it goes.
Well, yeah, we'll see how it goes. I gotta say, Oreo, you kind of let me down here.
Yeah, I'm not motivated to hit every store
to find these things. If you let me down with key lime pie and birthday cake, damn sure gonna let me down with Swedish fish.
My coworkers are gonna hate me for this. They're gonna be
Mia's job. Thanks the podcast for their dozens of cookies that are going to be brought tomorrow.
Or do they?
So, yes, in my opinion, the thins. Go for the thins. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, not bad. The rest of them, blech.
Yeah. If you see the citrus, stay away.
Stay away. That is so artificial. It is really kind of gross. Okay, this is Carol the Cat signing off.
And Mia Miaklo.
And we'll see you next time. Or we'll hear you next time. You'll hear us next time. Something.
Good night.